Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we've got another jam-packed week of the NBA Finals now are perking up. By the time you hear this, we'll have one game under the belt. The New York Knicks head coach, who took them to new heights over the past couple of years, winning over 50 games, I believe, both seasons, got fired.
He took them to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in the 21st century, and he gets fired.
You know, how does that happen? I mean, what's going on over there? There are all but four teams that are looking up at the New York Knicks, and a guy loses a job.
It's a sad state of affairs, because I think if you look back at the last seven coaches of the year, they've all been fired at some point after winning coach of the year. And what incentive does somebody have, except the millions of dollars you make, to go coach one of these high-profile franchises just to be fired, even if you take them to the conference finals?
Yeah, I've seen it happen in other sports, but certainly another surprise pops up. Paris Saint-Germain, they are now the UEFA Champions League winners. They beat Inter Milan 5-0 in a blowout. I was kind of uninterested in the final game because Inter Milan took out my Barcelona guys. So, but the Champions League is a big deal.
Yeah, for people who maybe don't follow it, the Champions League. So, you know, European soccer, you have all these different leagues. You have, you know, the EPL in England, the UK. You have the La Liga, the Italian league, and all those guys, you know, they play for their league championships. And then all those champions of their individual European leagues then come and play in the Champions League. And so it is really kind of the cream of the crop of international soccer.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money in there too. Boy, I'll tell you that. That is why it's the world game.
The crowd was pretty rowdy too. I mean,
It's been pretty dangerous here, you know, this last year for soccer fans. Be careful who you go and watch and where it is.
Be careful what colors you're wearing. Yeah.
It seems as if the Dodgers' Max Muncy has found a pair of glasses that work. He's now on a hot streak, and he's done all of his damage for the whole year in about a week. So good for the Dodgers and good for Max Muncy. They are playing the New York teams at Dodger Stadium, and I think the series right now is kind of even. They're splitting the games, but the Dodgers are in their most difficult stretch of the year next month until the middle of the next month, and all playing winning teams. All right, we're going to be right back with our special guest, Terry Fuzzy Johnson of the Flamingos, fame and fortune, right after this.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That, and we have our special guest Terry Johnson with us, and Terry Johnson will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONCE when checking out at melissas.com. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a man who is legendary in the musical business. He's had an eight-decade, 72-year career that is still in progress. Started his career at 16 years old. He has a Hall of Famer, doo-wop Hall of Famer, Grammy Hall of Fame winner. Certainly a pleasure to welcome you, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm finally glad that we can put this together. The third time is a charm.
Great. You left out Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, we're going to get to that, too. You're in so many of them right now, we don't have enough room on the paper to put them all down.
I got you. Hey, Ron.
You got started at 16 years old. I know that, you know, in a cross-reference of, you know, where people in entertainment start, and I considered, you know, my career to be a form of entertainment as well. You're teenagers, and you're striving to get to that point where you can finally start realizing and proceeding on with your career. What were some of the key factors in that you were able to start at 16? Because I remember we had Peter Noon on here about a year ago, and his career started when he was 15, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of similarities between the two, but give us a little heads up on how all that got started.
Well, at the age of 15, 16, we lived on a street in Baltimore where Sonny Till of the Orioles lived, Earl Hurley of the Swallows lived, J.R. Bailey of the Cadillacs lived, right. And so I had had the opportunity of seeing these people and, you know, listening to their music. And before I knew it, I had put a group together and we called ourselves the Whispers. And we were lucky enough to go to Philadelphia and record for Gotham Records. We recorded four songs, two I wrote, Are You Sorry and Full Heart and Love. And it was about a year later, the Flamingos came into town. I went to see them at the Royal Theater in Baltimore. And as I was sitting out in the audience, I looked up at the stage and I saw myself on stage with them. I actually pictured myself, not pictured, but I saw me exactly on stage with them. And it was like, this is, because I knew I was looking, I looked down, I was sitting in my seat, so how could I see me up there? But after the show was over, I went backstage. I knew them because we belonged to the same synagogue, and Jake and Zeke Carey. And I went backstage and I told them the incident of what I had experienced of seeing myself on stage. And they just kind of laughed. And we were talking and talking. And Nate Nelson, of the one of the lead singers, the great lead singer, Nate Nelson, he said, Buzzy, that's my nickname. He said, Buzzy, you know, Zeke Carey just got enlisted. Johnny Carter is enlisted. So, like, you play music, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, what instrument do you play? I said, play guitar and bass. He said, do you know any other people that play piano or guitar? Or, you know, I said, well, I play guitar and bass. He said, can you read? I said, yes. And he said, well, would you want to come in tomorrow and audition for us? I said, hey, man, it'd be an honor. Are you kidding me? The Flamingos? And I went in the next day with my guitar and my amplifier, and I sat down and they put the music in front of me, and it was a piece of cake. I went through it, and they said, what experience have you had? I said, well, I had my group, the Whispers. We recorded about a year ago, and we had two hits. I said, I wrote two of them. He said, oh, really? He said, what are they? I said, Foolhardy Love and Are You Sorry? They say, can you play it for us? So I had my little record player thing, and I played it for them. They said, I like it. I like where you're coming from. So that's different. I like that. And they said, okay, so we talked for a while longer. And they said, well, okay, we'll get in touch with you, man. We have, you know, more people that we've got to interview. I said, okay, I hope I get in. So months went by, and I think this was in September when I talked with them. And November, December, ready to pass. And Christmas Eve, Jake Carey called me and said, hey, Buzzy, you still want to be a Flamingo? I said, of course I do. He said, well, meet me in Philadelphia tomorrow, and we move on to New York. I said, great. So that's how I got started with them. And they heard my music, and they knew I could write, so they asked me to write some songs for them, or for us, because we were a six-person group at that time when I joined. And that's how we got started.
So you started at 16. Were the people that you teamed up with, the Whisperers, were they about the same age as you back then?
I think I was the baby.
The baby.
I think maybe they were 2 or 3 years older than me.
And you wrote these two songs at 16 as well?
Yes.
That's a pretty big accomplishment, wouldn't you say, for a 16-year-old to be able to write their own music at that point in time?
Yeah, right.
Terry, I always thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. When you wrote those great hits at age 16, did you come up with the lyrics first or the instrumentation first?
Instruments. I always start off with music, and then I hear the melodies and the lyrics, you know, after I do the music.
And you wrote these on the guitar?
Yes.
Can I ask you, this is a nerd question for me, do you remember what model guitar you were playing at that time and amplifier?
At that time, I think I had a Fender amplifier, and I don't know. I think it was a Gibson guitar, because I always loved Gibsons.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Mike's our in-house musician.
That's a good question.
Mike is our in-house musician expert. He's got a lot of instruments. He knows more about music, certainly, than I do. The other part, you know, you auditioned for the Flamingos. You got asked to go to New York. You said you had six people now that you are trying to collaborate with and make music. How long did it take you to work together before that kind of, you know, sinked in?
Well, first we had to rehearse. And they had a more R&B, rhythm and blues style. And my parents always had me to listen to, like, Arthur Godfrey, more pop music. Arthur Godfrey, the Andrews Sisters, McGuire Sisters, Steve and Edie, you know. So I was really in that kind of music, Nat King Cole, good music. And so that's what I brought to them, my whole style of what I was feeling, the kind of music. And so I kind of changed the sound of where they were coming from with a newer sound, a white sound, because that's the kind of music I was listening to more so than, you know, R&B music. And at first they kind of like, but they liked my style of music that I presented to them, and they got on board with it. And after about maybe a year of rehearsing, and we did some jobs, went to Miami Beach, starting off with the Rockin' MB, Rockin' Miami Beach nightclub. And we got tight, and people were starting, we had a following that were coming to see us, whites only. On Miami Beach, there was no coloreds. And so after about a year, I came up with a song that I wrote off of Are You Sorry, similar to it, and I called it Lovers Never Say Goodbye. And they really liked this. I like this. And so it was a duet. So Paul Wilson and myself sang it. And first Nick was like, hey, wait a minute, I'm singing all the songs. I said, well, time for a change in the system here. And the rest of the guys, they liked the way Paul and I sounded. And the song was like, it was our first pop song. It left the Chicago R&B sound behind on Chance Record. Or I can't remember the name of the record, the company right off the bat. But it changed our style, and I stuck with that, giving them that kind of music. And that's how it really blossomed.
All right, we're going to come back with Terry Fuzzy Johnson after this quick break. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we are back with our special guest, Terry Fuzzy Johnson. Terry, at the end of the last segment, you mentioned white music. Who were the early influences since you were listening to that kind of music in the beginning? Because you said, you mentioned Nat King Cole in there. Who else kind of caught your attention?
Well, okay, honestly, Nat, Sammy Davis Jr., of course, the Ink Spots. I wasn't really into the Mills Brothers, but I respected them. They had, you know, four-part harmony the way they sang their stuff. And then I moved into, like, Arthur Gubb. My parents would let me listen to black music. You know, they because they didn't listen to it. So that got me into this white market, and I liked it. So when I brought it to the Flamingos, they kind of fought it for a minute. And we would do things like Cross Over the Bridge and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Woof, woof. And, you know, songs like that. And they got used to me and really then started looking forward to what else I could bring to the table.
Fuzzy, when you mentioned the Ink Spots, you know, I can, as an influence, I can totally hear when you got into the Flamingos, the Ink Spot influence, especially the tenor lead. All those great songs, Love Us, Never Say Goodbye, Mi Amore, At the Prom, all those. That's a really, really interesting and insightful, because right when you said the Ink Spots, and, you know, I've listened to the Flamingos growing up too, that tenor lead you guys had, amazing. Who were some of the guitar players that you looked up to who were influencing you?
Oh, Johnny Smith, guitarist. I learned my guitar through Earl Hurley of the Swallows and Money Johnson. Because Earl was coming down the street. I was sitting on my porch, and he was coming down the street playing this guitar. And I said, "Oh man, how long did you take? How long did it take you to learn?" He said, "Oh, it's a piece of cake." I said, "Can you teach me some chords?" And he gave me his guitar and showed me some things. I said, "Oh, I like it." So I talked to my father as soon as he left. I said, "Daddy, I need a guitar." He said, "What?" I said, "That's I think I want to play guitar." He said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Don't make me waste money. Money is tight." I said, "Yeah, I like guitar." So he trusted me and bought a nice guitar for me. I think the first one he gave me was an Epiphone, though, just to see if I was serious. And I got into it, and Earl Hurley and Money Johnson and Jimmy Smith, I would listen to that kind of music. And that's what got me started into it.
You have a signature arrangement, which, you know, I can go back quite a ways too. I felt like when I was growing up and I had my transistor radio next to my bed when I was going to sleep at night, trying to identify songs that would come up in the first beat or two, you know. I only have eyes for you. Okay.
Oh,
what a beautiful, beautiful arrangement that was. Where did you come up with that one?
Okay. George Golner, who was the president of N Records, and Richard Barrett, his A&R man, who happened to get us with N Records, they said, you know, like, I like the new style that you're coming up with, Buzzy. He said, you know, I like the platters, and, you know, can you write some songs on that kind of feel, you know, because the platters are not like an R&B group. And said, we need something different on our record label. So I said, well, what have you got in mind? They said, well, first of all, we're gonna go shopping and get some songs and bring the sheet music back to you and see what you can do with it. So they brought back 33 songs.
Wow.
And I liked them. They were different. And I liked them very much, but it was one song out of them that I didn't like as much because it sounded really corny. It was kind of cornball, you know, and I was like, because 32 I knocked out right away. I told it to the guys. They loved it. They said, man, this is really new. This is a whole new sound for us. But this last song, I just couldn't feel it. So I was telling them, I'm having a problem with this third song. So they said, well, you know, what are you going to do? Are we supposed to go in the studio tomorrow? I said, well, yeah, I don't know. And so Nate Nelson said, he said, hey, man, why don't you write something like the Voyeur Boatman song, Pull Away Now. And he started laughing. Everybody laughed at him like he was trying to be a comedian all the time. But like it went into my spirit. And so I had a habit of playing my guitar in bed with my guitar on my chest, and just because it was easy. And I fell asleep. And I had a dream, and I remembered it still vividly today. I heard these chords altogether different. I didn't know where it was coming from, but I heard and voices. Then I heard the chord structure of what was being played to me. And it was God, I tell you now. I don't take any credit for it. I give him all the credit and all the glory for it. Because I heard these chords, which is altogether different than anything I've ever played before. And I heard the harmonies, I heard the bridge. And when I woke up out of it, I had this music in my head. And my fingers were right there on the guitar. And as soon as I played it, it's exactly what was in my dream. So it was like, I know it was God. Because, you know, where did I get these chords from? And as soon as I heard it, I called the guys about 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, come to my room. I got this last song. We got to take it in the studio tomorrow. They said, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, yeah, but there's no other way for me to remember. I need you guys here now. So they didn't want to do it, but they had to. So they come grumbling into my room. I said, what you got? So I played it for them. They looked at me like, eek. I said, what? They said, sucks. they said, don't sound like 50s music. I said, well, it came to me in a dream, and I believe it's a gift from God. So, like, come on, learn it. And I showed them the parts, and I played the chords, and they still like, man, that just don't sound. I mean, where did you get that from? That's a different kind of music. I don't think that fits us. I said, look, it's the only thing we got. We've got to be in the studio tomorrow. George has left me in charge. I got to do this. So we went in the studio. We recorded it. And Nate liked it. All of a sudden, Nate liked it very much. And he said, you know, man, like, I like the way you're singing it, but, you know, why don't you give me a shot at it? And I said, well, okay. I mean, you know, I was a baby, and, you know, they kind of knew how to manipulate me with certain things. And so when we did it, we recorded it, and all the musicians loved it because I showed them exactly what I wanted them to play. And the guy still didn't like it, but it was recorded. So a few days later, George Goldner came back into town with Richard, and he said, I hear you finished all the 33 songs I gave you. I said, yes. He said, what the hell is this, though, Terry? What is this song? What'd you do with this? Why'd you do this to this song? This is a beautiful song. Why would you change it around and do it like? I said, I don't know, George, but like, it's what I heard. And that's what you gave me my assignment to do. So he said, well, Terry, I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in you. And matter of fact, I don't want you to ever go in that studio without me again. He said, I trusted you. You went in there, look what you're bringing me. It's trash. I said, trash? He said, I don't like it at all. He said, but I'm spending my money for this album. We're going to put it on a Flamingo Serenade album. And no more going in that studio by yourself because I can't trust you.
Wow.
Okay. So the song that was supposed to be released from the album was Good Night, Sweetheart, Till We Meet Tomorrow, an old standard. Because all of them were standards, matter of fact. And by the time the DJs got it, and it started off in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, Virginia, on south, and then spread west to California, the song was a super smash. It was on fire. And George Goldner called me in the office about a month later. He said, Terry Johnson, come in here. I said, how you doing, George? I thought he was going to bitch me out again. He said, I've got to say something to you. I said, what? He said, well, I want to let you know you have carte blanche You can go in the studio with or without me anytime you want to. Just keep doing songs like this. And it was our biggest song. Even today, it's still selling. It's still selling. I feel so blessed.
The DJs picked it.
Yeah.
It's still selling. It appears in television and film all the time. It's one of the greatest songs in American popular music. And just real fast, sorry, another technical question. You produced and arranged that song back then. I mean, this is before multi-track, right? So you guys are doing that all live in one take, right? And all right, well, not the last one, but how did you get that reverb on the shabab-da-bop, that lush reverb on that background vocals? Gives me the chills every time I hear it.
It was George's idea. They were trying a new reverb system or echo kind of system. And because it has some kind of a sound on it, but it wasn't sweet. And, you know, so him and Richard, they came up with this new idea of a new sound of putting the speaker up in the ceiling, and it worked. And matter of fact, we started a whole brand new thing of reverb.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how they could have been that far off. I loved it from the first time I ever heard it. I still remember it. I consider it to be the best of your work. I would hope that you would probably feel that way too. But it's a sensational song, and as all of your work, as you certainly are a music legend. And we're going to take a quick break here with We'll See About That and return with our special guest, Terry Fuzzy Johnson. And I want to ask you about your nickname when we come back, right after this.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Club fans are rooting for the Dodgers, the Dodgers of old L.A. We're rooting for the Dodgers. We're here to cheer you on your merry way.
And welcome back. We'll see about that with the legend, the MVP, the World Series champion, Ron Say. 1979, this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial. The Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 11-4. Burt Hooton was the winning pitcher, and Ron Say had a perfect day at the plate. The Penguin homered, had three walks, two runs scored, and three RBI.
I loved those kind of days. It didn't happen very often, but they were good days.
Absolutely. But from going from a penguin to a flamingo and to so much more, Mr. Fuzzy Johnson, Ron asked the question. I'm going to follow up. How did you get the nickname?
Okay. As a kid, I was always busy. I was always doing something. I mean, I wasn't a person to just sit still. I was doing everything. So my sister was trying to call me brother. Little brother, and she called me Buzzy, or something like that. And so they said, that's a good name for you. You're like a little bee anyway, buzzing the bee. So Buzzy, yeah, Buzzy. So that's how that came about.
And you know, you have worked with so many legendary people in the business in Motown. You know, the relentless number of people that are listed here.
Smokey Robinson, the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Temptations, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Edwin Starr, Jimmy Ruffin, the Spinners, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Mickey Denton.
Do you have any stories about those times, the guys that you really enjoyed working with the most that you remember offhand?
I love the Four Tops. I love the Four Tops. They respected me highly. And they would always have little jokes and little things that keep everything nice and easy because they were quick. Temptations was quicker, but it was something about the Tops that I loved very much. Smokey was the one who brought me to Motown as his writing and producing partner. And so I loved working with him. He was a great lyricist. I mean, still is. And I learned a lot from him, and I give him all the credit for introducing me to a newer sound and music, Motown. And I'm proud to have been a part of each and everything that happened there.
And you get to Motown, and now we're progressing to the 60s. Technology is starting to change. You're working with Barry Gordy up at Hitsville, up in Detroit. Now are you starting to work in a multi-track studio? And I can, you know, as an arranger and a producer, how did that help you?
It helped me very much because it was easier. You know, you didn't have to do it in one take. You could do it piece at a time, you know, and then put it together and boom, there it is.
You know, I had a bunch of friends here when I was playing and still do, kind of hooked up with Fleetwood Mac. Logo was the Penguin. My nickname was the Penguin. We spent a lot of time together, and I was invited to go to a recording session in Santa Monica. Okay. And after that session, of which I saw the mixing that was going on between Mick and Lindsey Buckingham, it gave me unbelievable appreciation for the difficulty of which, you know, because they recorded over each other and they were constantly mixing this thing. So it was just a great experience for me to be able to do that. Did you have a special bond with anybody that you worked with that still continues today?
I really got along with everybody that I worked with. I met so many artists back in that day.
A lot of people are gone.
A lot of people are gone now.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel the same way about that, yeah.
And, you know, I like to talk about what's happening in my future, what's happening now. And
please do.
I'm looking forward to in the future. I hope you're interested in it.
Well, you've got your own personal label too, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
This is Teresa. She's my partner for 49 years this month.
Yeah.
49 years we've been together.
And you are well represented, Fuzzy. I can tell you that. You're well represented.
So why don't you...
Oh, okay. Well, right now we have a single out called "What Did You Do?" And
doing good.
What we've been doing is really cultivating the Flamingo name more and more, and especially since 2020 happened, we had nowhere to go. All the shows were canceled.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So we started our YouTube channel, which is at the Flamingos Today. And we just started releasing a lot of younger sounding music and mixing it on Spotify page. They helped us out as well.
Right.
Yeah. And doing a lot of international worldwide radio play. And lo and behold, the younger generation is right. hearing this stuff and seeing the name, and they're going, well, who the heck are the Flamingos? So they go and they check it out. And so the Spotify Flamingos page is now over 2 million monthly listeners.
Right. Oh, wow.
And the majority of those listeners, believe it or not, are women between 18 and 24, 18 and 35. Those are the two biggest categories of the monthly listeners. So the newer music, which really doesn't sound anything like the older Flamingo sound, is bringing them to the Flamingos. And then they'll play "I Only Have Eyes for You" or "Mi Amor," and they appreciate the older sound. So we're just kind of continuing the name and continuing the legacy of the Flamingos, keeping up with the times, keeping up with more up-to-date music. So we have that single out now. Then July 25th, we're having another single release, which is a feature off of a new album by an artist called Lisa Marie Simmons. This is going to be her fourth or fifth album. Her last album got 5 stars on Downbeat magazine. She's a poet and a singer-songwriter.
Wow.
It has an adult contemporary jazz type of feel. So her album is coming out in September of 26th. She's going to be appearing the same day that our single off of that album releases, July 25th. She'll be at Carnegie Hall. So we're really excited about collaborating with her. We're really excited about collaborating with a lot of different people and bringing another sound to the Flamingo name.
And the song is called Solid Ground.
Meet Me There.
Meet Me There.
Right. She's all about advocating for love and just like we need to just stop this division.
Right.
Very positive. Stop the division. Stop drawing the lines. So we kind of liked her message, and so we co-wrote a song with her, and
they chose it.
That'll be out July 25th,
right? That's great.
And then we have a new artist on our record label. Our record label is Hot Fun Records. We have a new artist called Outside Within.
Outside Within,
and
great talent,
right? His first song was called "You Got Bitches," which would mean you got complaints.
Right.
I got complaints of my own. So it's a very quirky song. Uh-huh. He's not a big virtuoso type of singer. He's more of a great lyricist and storyteller.
Right, right.
But we liked his style. It has a real rock flavor to it and everything. So we like everything. We're looking for newer artists because we want to just put out as many different styles because we come from many different directions and we love all styles. So
yeah,
it's been very busy 2025 so far and getting busier.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds very positive. It seems like you're, progressing very well, gaining a lot of audience, which is always good, changing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
I have one question as a fan.
Sure.
It's been asked of me as well. Okay. But what was it like when you first heard yourself on the radio?
When I first heard it on radio?
When you first heard yourself on the radio.
That's me.
That's right. Yeah.
That was the most exciting part of my life, I believe. To hear it, to hear myself, it was great.
Probably the same feeling as him hitting the first home run,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, it is very similar because, it's this breakthrough. It's the moment, like the day that I became a Major League Baseball player, my first game. It's like the very first time you hear yourself on the radio. Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I made it. Here I am.
All those years of work.
Yeah. And it really does bring, tears to your eyes because, this is something that you've been waiting for so long. And now it's real. Yeah. It's right in front of you. And
yeah.
Wow, what an amazing feeling. I know what that's like,
yeah.
But it's such an amazing feeling to finally, you know, break that door down and hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, to match that is that this song that God used me to bring this sound, I Only Have Eyes for You. It's right. Still, I mean, I'm still getting royalties, man, right? Big time.
As you should.
$139 million on,
as
on
you should.
Spotify. We don't know. I mean, there are other counts on the other platforms, but Spotify is $139 million. Matter of fact, Spotify just actually did a Flamingos compilation on their own and put it out, a marketing company. And in the first day, and they're all original Flamingo songs from the past.
Right.
The first day, it did 130 million streams
right.
In one day.
Wow.
It's now up to 135. So it just shows you that, and this is what I always said to Terry. I said, listen, you know, just because, and a lot of people from his generation, I think they kind of give up. They say, oh, my song was great then, but it's old and nobody wants to hear anymore. No, but you have to understand that this world has billions of people, and there sure are many, does. Many people that have not yeah. heard those yeah. classic yeah. songs.
Right.
And when they hear them, it's something so totally new to them. What's old is new,
right.
As the expression goes.
Right.
And they cling to it. I mean, what, you know, what better wedding song?
Right.
You know, and I speak for all of the past artists. They give up on their music and think that it's old and nobody wants to hear it anymore. But
they don't know.
They don't know that there's millions of people out there that haven't heard it in the first right. place.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's definitely an audience out there. You know, you were talking about residuals. You know, I did receive some residuals from some things that I did away from baseball. I did a few things in radio and television and whatever, and I did a Columbo series a long time ago. And I'm still collecting residuals Yay. Off of that Columbo show, and my residual checks are probably a little bit different from yours. Mine are for about 45 cents.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at it. I'm not laughing at it.
That's, well, keep promoting it. That's what we're doing. Just keep promoting it.
It costs more to send the check than it does to receive the money that's on the check.
Yeah, we're out of time. Terry Johnson, an absolute legend. Check out the Flamingos on Spotify, and also check out Hot Fun Records, their entire stable of artists, a lot of new music dropping, and this has just been an absolute honor.
Thank you so much, Terry. Teresa, continue to do your great work. It's a pleasure having you. I'm glad you could join us for We'll See About That. And I hope you guys have a great time. Continued success. Be well and be safe.
Thank you,
Mike,
Ron.
And Ron.
Thank you for having us, Mike and Ron.
There you have it.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Campy?
Okay, we're going to wrap things up. What a terrific interview we had with Terry Fuzzy Johnson. Really an interesting guy. Hard to believe that you can have a career that goes 72 years and still active today, and sounds like he's having a lot of fun with it.
Absolutely. I mean, he wrote, produced, and arranged one of the best-known American songs of all time, I Only Have Eyes for You. You know, he could probably just rest on his laurels, but he's still working, still performing, and what is most impressive to me is he's giving back by breaking new artists, by bringing in new artists, putting them on the Hot Fun Records and promoting them, which I think is just a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, I think it keeps it fresh. You know, it's like moving forward, you know, and I think it's as long as you enjoy doing what you're doing, as long as you can.
So you mentioned, you know, growing up, you had the transistor radio by your bed. I had one as well. What are some of the other artists that really stuck out to you as growing up?
Oh, God. You know, I think I was a Beatle fan. You know, hard not to be.
Can't be. You can't not be a Beatle fan.
And Rolling Stones, you know, for sure. You know, later, you know, But, yeah, just, you know, Bobby Rydell, you know, there were a lot of songs that were played on KJR radio in Seattle that I used to listen to, and I thought of myself as Mr. DJ trying to figure out what the song was coming up as fast as possible, which I think a lot of kids did. But
You guys, when you were playing, would you guys listen to music in the locker room, and would Tommy Lasorda only allow you to have like Frank Sinatra being played in the locker room?
He was a little more diversified than that. You know, we had a lot of boom boxes going on, you know, so guys kind of, you know, the Hispanics player had their music, you know, and they would take it down to the old clubhouse and play that stuff. But yeah, it was, there was a lot of stuff going on. We, as long as we were winning and playing well, you know, nobody really cared, but it was a lot different back then. You know, the security was different. The interviews were different. We were getting interviewed. We were taking batting practice. You know, we had like 10 newspapers following us around all the time too. All right, I just want to remind you that please visit my website, theronsayshow.com. My book is over there, Penguin Power. We have a list of all of our podcast guests as well. You can also reach me on Instagram and Cameo for special requests. And I'm also trying to get on Facebook. I hope I can accomplish that in the next week or two. So anyway, I just want to thank you so much for joining us. We had a great time with Terry Johnson. Hope you guys have a great weekend. See you next week.